Oh my God, we're so fucking excited to be here again. It's been 3 weeks.
I know.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Three.
Woo. We have a new fucking set. Woo! Guys. Woo! Congratulations to all the hard workers at the Mike Orth Corp, whatever his studio is called. I don't even know.
The 24th sets or
some
something.
Shit like that. But yeah, they took the
great
time.
Great job.
Last minute, they build us these tables and chairs and shit, and we love it so much. I feel like we're at a news station.
Yeah, I feel like more certain about what I'm saying.
Me too.
Though I did like how comfortable it was with us sitting on couches and everything.
Whatever,
us at a
Ron.
Desk, and we have a screen. You guys can't see it. We're able to pull up clips anytime we want.
Oh, yeah, guys, we have a whole fucking thing back here.
It feels really good.
And what's great is kind of eye level, because I always feel like on that Barstool Sports podcast, they're always like looking up at
it's a ceiling TV.
It's just like
exactly.
We have one.
We have this like giant 80-inch screen that we can finally look up shit, and we don't have to pull up our phones. And because I hate being on my phone. When
production
we're
value to the moon.
Exactly. And if you can't tell, for the people listening, we are in our Anchorman suits. Oh well, we're the cast of Anchorman
and Anchorwoman
and Anchorwoman. Hey,
what's your character's name? Saying
Brick Titty, bitch.
Brick
Tamlin.
Yeah,
I think.
I'm Steve Carell's character,
and I am Champ.
I'm Veronica.
And I'm Ron Burgundy.
Very good.
Over.
Guys, you should have seen fucking Matt's costume before.
Okay.
He picked up this shit from a Party City.
He bought the literal silk suit with the foot booties that go over shoes.
It's the pants where it's like the scrunchie at the top, and then it just goes,
the suit jacket was built into the pants.
It was a costume. It wasn't a costume.
It was an Anchorman costume. At least my character is a costume. I don't see any of your characters at Party City, okay?
But this is way nicer.
And look, the thing is that we went around the fucking town to find every piece
authentic.
Of outfit.
It's real.
I waited in line for 30 minutes for that goddamn wig that's on your head. And then you come to me and say, yeah, I got a costume from Party City.
Okay.
Complete the outfit.
So I went out and I went to Men's Warehouse.
No, I know.
And I bought
a
suit. Question, do I get reimbursed for this suit?
No.
Y'all, I spent $306. Y'all made me do this last minute. And I spent $150 for that Party City outfit for expedited shipping.
Fine. We'll reimburse you for the outfit.
Ron.
Okay, good.
But you don't mind spending money on all your other fucking outfits.
Stop, Ron.
I've seen your fucking outfits every year. And you go all fucking balls to the wall. You spend all this money.
I'm curious to see because he's got a Mario Kart outfit or something, apparently. How much did you spend on that?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully I can even go to the party because apparently we're recording a podcast that day.
Because we have a very important guest.
This is a job.
We have people to
I know,
to.
And I respect it.
All right, well.
Oh, we already got a spill on the new set. Way to go, boys.
It's fine. Guys, oh, shit. All right.
Zane, this is why we can't prep jokes because we totally forgot about our jokes with the wrong.
Oh, shit.
I was waiting for the cue and I was like, I want to say more.
If it was on my fucking tablet, I would have remembered.
All right. Ron That's Burgundy, right. More like wrong Burgundy.
It's really tough having a mustache on. Like, it's hard for me to smile. I'm like, ho, 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 ho.
You know what? You should have fucking made fun of his outfit. That's what you should have done. Because I was talking about it, and you should have chimed in.
I was waiting for your line, because your line was funny, too.
Yeah, fucking
do it now.
Plug it in.
Yeah,
fuck it. We'll do it live. Have you ever seen that clip of Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
And to play us off is Sting. Okay.
Oh, we do have a big guest next week, and
yes, we do, and a big announcement,
very big announcement. Next
breaking
week.
News!
It is breaking news. It's going
right after this.
It's going to shook it.
We don't have an ad yet.
No,
should we run that intro?
Oh yeah. Right after this.
And this is why you need an anchor lady.
This is why we need a fucking producer, because we cannot get our shit right.
It's anchor man, not anchor lady. Did you see the ass on her?
That was good.
Her hair smells like cinnamon.
This beehive.
What does mine say?
Big old caboose.
What does my character say? I don't
know. You just yell a lot.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yelling?
I don't even know. That was pretty good. That's literally what he does. All right. Let's roll the fucking intro, my man.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. Yeah! All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Season 3.
Season 3!
Season 3! Hey.
Loud noises!
People just...
oh, fuck. I'm so sorry.
Season 3, here we go.
And we're taking this shit very seriously, as
very
you can
serious.
See. So, I'm pretend I'm a fucking I'm news anchor. No, like every time I'm like, so we have some news to report to you guys today.
Breaking news that has been delayed for the last 6 months.
Yeah, this is big fucking news, and we've been waiting a long fucking time for this.
Yeah, unfortunately, we weren't able to speak on it in the past, and we apologize for that. But now everything is clear, we're good to go, and we can...
just say it. Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about Cremota right now. For those that don't know, we have a coffee company called Cremota. We started just over a year ago, but unfortunately, we had to put everything on hold about 6 months ago. We've got people that are still waiting for their orders. This sounds crazy, but we didn't have control over our own company. This is something that we started a long time ago, and we put our faith and our trust into people that we really, you know, believed in.
And even the night before launch, we put everything together. Me, Heath, Mariah, we all got together. We were putting all those packages together. We were so excited. And then we had a gut feeling and we talked about it with the people that were helping us with the company. And we take all these glasses. We're serious now.
Turns out our gut feeling was right.
Yeah. And our gut feeling was right. But we still launched that day because we knew we had to get that coffee out to you guys.
So we launched. Everybody loved the coffee. It was really exciting for us. We thought the company was doing really well. And turns out, there was a lot of stuff that was not expressed to Zane and I. We've been trying to get access to the accounts, trying to get access to the emails, trying to get access to the orders that were made, but we weren't given it. We weren't allowed to see it. We weren't allowed to see numbers. We weren't allowed to see anything.
That's how it was structured from the start. So,
and Cremota to us is an extension of us. This is an extension of who we are. It's an extension of our podcast. This is something that we truly love and want to share with you guys, just like we want to share our content and we want to be able to give that to you guys. And what happened was completely out of our control. We didn't even know that orders were backed up. We didn't know that pre-orders were being sent out before people that ordered, and there was people waiting that had paid money to receive our coffee and were not being treated properly. And that we feel terrible about that.
The minute that we got access to these emails, we immediately refunded everybody that we could that wanted their money back. And the people that were waiting for their order, we immediately shipped everything out that they ordered.
It's really frustrating for Zane and I because we didn't know what was going on, but we were just like, you know what? We're in such a hole. We were going to pay off all the debt, all the vendors, whoever we owed money. We didn't even know.
Yeah. 2 months ago, we were literally at Mariah's birthday and we were talking about dissolving the company.
And our buddy Vince overheard us talking about it and was asking us questions. And literally, we didn't have answers to what he was even asking. We're like, honestly, we have no idea. It was a really, really depressing time for us. And he saw like us in our lowest form possible. And he decided to try to come in and help us out and take control of the company. And we've been going through every single flawed contract, every wrongdoing, every single person that took us over, eliminating things, fixing things from the past that should have never been put into effect.
Just everybody that was a part of the company, everybody that was part of Cremota that was running through like the call centers, the just literally everything.
And I'm not going to sit here and say everybody that helped us out was bad or had no interest in us. There's been a few that have come through at the end that have really, truly done what they agreed to do and still believe in us. And that feels incredible. We did sort the company out and get it to a place where we now have everybody on board on the same path.
We'd like to apologize for posting a week late. This is the main reason why we're posting a week late was because we literally just got all this done yesterday.
Literally the last signature happened yesterday.
Yesterday at like 7 p.m. everything was done and we're like, okay.
Now we're good to go.
Now we're good to go and we have to do this.
We finally were able to see everything and have full transparency within our own company. And moving forward, this will never happen again.
And it's so funny because we were on these conference calls for the past 3 weeks and Heath and I had no idea what they were talking about. But now we do. We know everything to cost of goods, distribution, fulfillment, everything.
And we didn't realize at the time, but we were losing money every single order. And we were super fortunate to have you guys buying our coffee.
Oh, we were so excited.
And like, that is an amazing thing. But at the same time, we were losing more and more money and not even knowing about it until recently.
Exactly. Yeah. And like the few months ago when we found out we got hit, it was scary.
Yeah. And it's super easy for something like this to happen if people are mismanaging the account, mismanaging the money, and also doing bad business. Everything else was fucked up, but the one thing that we did was make good coffee, and that's the only thing we want to do is make good coffee, get it to you guys.
We had good coffee, and I, you know what? You got to commend us for that, because we did have
right.
good
we
fucking
tasted
coffee.
This shit and spent so much time going through what we wanted the flavor profiles to be, from where we were sourcing our beans to how sustainable they were and to how ethically they were farmed. And that is our top priority as well. And we want to give you guys good coffee at a good price and make sure it comes in a timely manner and not 6 months late.
We are not going to fuck up again. We swear.
So even if you don't know about Komodo or coffee or anything that we've been dealing with, if there's one thing that you could take from this is to pay attention, be aware. If you are starting a business and you want to start something up on your own, just know what's going on and learn from our mistakes, because this happens to a lot of people and we didn't think it was going to be us, and a lot of people don't think it's going to be them, but it is possible. So just pay attention and do your due diligence.
And another main thing we learned is that, like, if something goes wrong, just keep trying. Things will go
wrong.
Don't
give up.
Don't give up.
Hopefully you guys can take this as a learning opportunity to do the same thing and learn from our mistakes and just keep pushing forward.
So with that being said, Kromoda is back up for sale, baby!
That feels so good.
Yeah. I know. You guys can get your orders
literally
at Kromoda.com.
Every flavor is out. You get the house flavor, cinnamon French toast, the Tahitian vanilla.
Variety pack of the K-Cups, whatever you want, it's up there.
The bags, the K-Cups, the cups, all the merch, everything is up right now for you guys to order.
And we're super...
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'm proud
we're super excited to get it to you guys. And again, we will not make this mistake. And we're sorry to the people that have been waiting for so long.
Yeah. We'll make sure to take care of you guys.
Which we have.
Through in and through.
Got to, baby.
So make sure to get your coffee at Kromoda.com, baby.
We're so proud of you guys.
Yeah, you guys have put your sweat and blood into this. And it's so great that you guys are finally coming back out on top.
Thank you both.
Seriously, I don't think you guys have worked your ass off this much in your lives.
Yeah. Thank you. I think you've seen me cry like probably more than 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, at least.
Because of this shit.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, this. Yeah.
Him and
Heath. Just.
Heath cried almost every night.
I don't cry.
Yes, you cry like
I cried quite
night.
A bit.
Like, what do I do?
I know. This was literally the hardest thing we've ever dealt with in our life. And you know what's crazy is, like, it's not only you guys that were waiting for the coffee. My grandma has been waiting 6 months for her
and
coffee.
And your mom.
And my mom. Literally was like, what is going on? I placed this order. I haven't got my coffee. And I was like, aww. I know. So...
My mom wasn't on the list.
It's all right, but she still wants coffee. Oh man.
Does your mom know you have a coffee cup? Yes,
she does sell coffee.
No, my mom loves the decaf because she doesn't drink caffeine. She loves the decaf. She keeps asking about the decaf. So I told her last night, Mama, decaf will be up soon. Just wait.
Wow. You look so hot.
What? No, I don't.
I think it's the confidence.
You know why? You know what? Because you're in character.
Cause I'm not
myself. You like to be
myself.
In character.
I'm most confident when I'm not me.
Tonight at 6.
Would you ever go blonde?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Just for fun?
No.
The thing is that she has dark features, so black hair will always make sense for
my
her.
My mom always says, people pay for your color. People pay for that color. Don't touch
it. Hold on, really? I feel like it goes both ways. Like always, people with dark hair always.
It's just like to get me to not touch my hair.
Yeah, I know.
And now I have help.
It's a mom being a mom.
Yeah.
All right, now that that's out of the way, what do we got today?
What is everyone going to be for Halloween?
Oh, it's multiple costumes. I think I've already talked about this before. Okay, I'm not being in character. Right?
It's kind of
I got your name wrong. I said
Jerry. It's Ron Burgundy. It's Ron. More like wrong Burgundy.
More like long Burgundy.
I think I'm doing Jemé.
I got it wrong.
Well, wait. When is this episode coming out?
Right now.
I know, but is it coming out after Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, after Halloween. Yes.
So it's like, where are we going to be?
I love your voice with the mustache because I can tell you're trying not to move your mouth.
When you smile, you get that ridge on your mouth and then the crease, there would have been like a air pocket in it. So
I feel like
it's very Dr. Phil.
You think so?
It is.
Now, do Dr. Phil.
Now you guys are on Zane and Heath Unfiltered. But I don't understand what you guys are really talking about. You had Whoa Vicky on. You had Tana Mojo.
That's really
good. What are you going to have on next?
Why aren't you Dr. Phil?
You should. If you were bald, I feel like you would look more like him than Jason did.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Do you guys think I could grow a mustache? Like, yeah. In November?
Oh, yeah.
Mustaches are hard, though.
Think of Matt's facial hair. Yeah.
He's very patchy.
Yeah, Matt. And it's red, too. Yeah. It's, I don't know. Maybe I should try to do a mustache for this November. Sound off in the comments if you guys think I should do
sound off.
And when you have a mustache, it's very like porn star vibey.
A
mustache.
And he also drives a mustache. Yeah.
Which is good. It's a compliment.
Why was that such a thing back then? Like porn stars had mustaches.
It's a porn star. It was just the 70s.
Yeah.
And why
It was
sexy.
And why is it with firefighters, though? Firefighters always have mustaches.
That's the only thing they're allowed to grow.
Yeah. Does your mom have a mustache?
Oh, hold on. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
They can't have a beard.
Okay.
Because they're like face gear.
Okay.
So the only thing that they could fit is a mustache.
Oh, that's why Austin has.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
I didn't know that.
Your mom's a firefighter.
Your mother's a firefighter.
And you're like, that's why my mom has a mustache.
Zane, what are you going as for Halloween this year?
Matt, I hate Halloween. I think it's too stressful. And honestly, I'm jealous of people that can come up with costume ideas because I can't come up with anything ever. These costumes were Mariah came up with it. That's why I'm in it.
Back to you, Mariah.
Mariah needs to come up with all my costume ideas because I just can't come up with anything.
Thanks, champ.
you went as Abraham Lincoln last year and it was a hit.
The thing is, I feel like it was lazy. Nobody's
nobody's done it. No, that's really funny.
I feel like everybody's done it. It's such an easy costume.
Name somebody.
Abraham
Lincoln. Name another Abe.
Abe himself.
What?
Name another one.
Okay, sure. Nobody has done it, but. Out here, I feel like nobody's doing Abraham Lincoln because it's like...
It's funny, though. Yeah. It's very you.
Yeah, I think
you... Everybody... Did. I was a hit last year, though, or 2 years ago. I was a hit... Was it last year or 2 years ago?
Which one?
Abe Lincoln? Oh, that was last year?
That's what you said. You said you were a hit.
Oh, yeah. I was a hit. Everybody loved me. Yeah.
Are we going to that Halloween party tonight?
Whitney's?
Yes. Whitney Cummings invited us to a Halloween.
It's crazy. I can't believe we're going.
Yeah, she's I think she's an investor in June Shine or
something.
She is.
Her and Diplo, Cody Ko.
Yeah, so I think we're going to there.
We missed the boat on that one.
Yeah. We can't separate, though, because everyone's going to be confused. That's just me with my social anxiety. Wait, we can't
she just doesn't want us to leave her.
Yeah, so yeah, we're going to go to that. I think people are tattooing. People
it's
at the
a tattoo party.
It's a tattoo party, so I'm gonna let Whitney Cummings tattoo my thigh.
Oh my gosh.
Show your last tattoo party tat. You guys see it?
Read it and weep.
It's a see dot.
Is did it a mustache?
Tell you what
it was you, Natalie, and Addison that got that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you guys are like sissies for life.
Yeah.
Sister of the traveling tat.
I bet
tat.
You they don't even remember it, but that's something you hold so near and dear.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to lie.
I actually have it.
They've already had it removed.
You still have the dot?
I didn't even know you had a cross tattoo on your wrist.
That was my first one.
I didn't know you were like...
That's the first
I didn't
time
know
you
fuck with
that?
Jesus like that.
Stop it.
Oh my God.
Do I fuck with Jesus?
I think I fuck with Jesus somewhere.
You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
Holy Spirit, activate.
Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate.
That'd
be great if we were still in October, but we're not. We're in November 1st, so. Wait, why don't we the cast of Fairly Odd Parents? You're the fucking teacher.
You did it iconically with Stoss and Kelly,
well, I did.
Right?
No. Oh, shit, I did.
It was, like, iconic.
Yeah, but that was, like, last minute, and I was, like, part of their costume.
This is going to be last minute, because the party is this evening, and I don't want to go running around town.
We're
going in this.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got to keep this mustache on.
It looks good.
Matt, that looks like your actual fucking hair. Guys, when this hair was on my head, it was unbelievable.
You should go brunette.
All right.
Moving on.
What do we got?
Make it about
Matt.
Me. Yes, sir.
Fill us
all
in.
All I see is Matt.
No, all we have for Matt is that he's been to fucking 18 weddings in the past 3 weeks.
You know what? I'm a little bit jealous because we went to a wedding and I don't have a story out of it. It was a great wedding. Everybody had a great time. Food was incredible. And we enjoyed ourselves. I don't know how you come up with these crazy stories, but I'm excited.
Because
to
he likes to kiss other women during weddings. That's why.
Excuse me. Patricia is my date at most weddings.
Didn't you kiss a woman at the last wedding you're in?
Yeah, you're right. That was like after the wedding with like the whole wedding
it's
party.
Still, it's a reception. It's the same
Patricia
thing.
Patricia filmed me.
She filmed it. She agreed to it.
And then she deprimanded me before we went to bed.
Yeah, maybe.
You went to Italy.
I think y'all made it the thumbnail. Matt was cheated on his girlfriend.
Did you like that thumbnail?
No, that was great. It was funny. Perfect. It was funny.
Is it true that you lied about the story about going up to Tana's house to turn around, because we saw Patricia's story watching the podcast saying that is not true with her friend.
It's so hard for me to smile. Okay.
So what is the truth?
Tell the truth? People, please. Okay. Look,
you want to know?
And we're live.
No.
You're so good at it.
Talk to Patricia because she is watching right now.
Oh, I already talked to Patricia about it. And it's funny because,
Today's weather is hot.
That episode went up. And guys, first off, I should...
blot it.
No.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Patricia, I told that story, and that story did happen.
Yep.
Patricia posted it on her story going, that never happened. And then I replied back to the story. I could even show you on my DMs, and I go, ha, 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 you did say that, though. She goes, I know, I probably did, but it's just funny. And so I was like, okay, great, it's funny. I said that as a joke. Patricia obviously is not jealous of Tana at all.
Right.
But what was funny is how everybody took it in this, like, terrible way that
It
was all in good fun. Patricia's laughing about it.
Well,
but, like, people made these TikToks.
They're secure in their relationship. Well,
Patricia has a message.
She has something
to
say.
She has a message for you.
She did?
Yeah.
What did she say? Because I have the screenshot to prove it. She said that it did happen.
Patricia, send her regards.
Wow.
You bitch.
She told me to do that.
You bitch. But no, that's true. Guys, it was all in good fun. Patricia thinks it's funny. I think it's funny. And it's funny because it's like, out of all people to be
it
jealous of.
It was funny. You didn't need to bring that up. That was just so...
I was curious.
Honestly, I was too.
Yeah, this is insane.
You're welcome.
I'm not going to lie. But we're good.
He said we could pause our show and get to the bottom of this. But I have an airplane. You gotta let me fly.
That's like a dad paper airplane. That's the paper airplane your dad makes.
That was a bomber. Okay. Matt, your wedding.
Yes, I went to 3 weddings.
How was the your weddings. Italy one? Oh, what a dream.
I don't understand how you can care that much to go to that many weddings. I didn't even go to my cousin's wedding. You know what I mean?
That's because you're a bad cousin.
No.
I go to the weddings of people who like really do matter in my life that changed me like for the man I am today, you know? So for me, that's why I go to like those, I have to go to those weddings, you know, when they mean a lot to me.
Didn't you say?
This mustache is not going to last.
Just take it off if you want.
You think so? I'm going to go as long as I can.
Keep it as long, yeah.
We went to Italy for my other manager Jared's wedding. It was really, really beautiful. It was in Tuscany. We went to Rome and Florence, and we had a really, really nice time. I saw the Pope.
You saw the real Pope.
Did you take a picture? Did you get a video of the Pope?
Oh yeah, I got a selfie with the Pope.
Were you in a big gathering? The Pope
came at the Vatican.
Wait, I feel like you of all people would know. What is the whole deal with like people trying to touch the Pope's hand where they wait in line and they all try to like grab him?
Oh yeah, they just want to be
blessed. What is it?
You touch the Pope, you're blessed.
The Pope is the closest.
No, but it looks like he like pulls his hand away from people.
Oh yeah, well I think he really does not like people touching. Back in the day, it was a big thing to like touch and kiss the Pope, but like I think now with like COVID and stuff, like he really does not.
Why he's like the videos of like him pulling away.
Yes.
God.
Back in the day, it was a big thing to kiss the Pope's hand. Like every restaurant you go into in Italy, like the restaurant owner has met the Pope and he's like kissing the Pope's hand.
Yeah.
The Catholic religion, they believe that like the Pope is like the closest person alive who is closest to God.
Uh-huh.
So
that is like my mom's dream celebrity to meet.
The Pope?
The Pope.
Oh, I know. And that's why I wanted to see him. Cause it's like, yo, this is one of the most influential men like in the entire world. And it's like going to see him. Is like it's not like seeing a celebrity.
It's
or
like seeing
a
Doja
musician.
Cat.
Yeah.
But like the amount of people.
It's exactly like seeing Doja Cat.
I think the Pope and Doja Cat are almost as big as each other. To be completely honest,
I would doubt that. But
really,
I beg to differ on YouTube views.
You have to think of the U.S. Would they know the Pope more or Doja Cat?
I guarantee you, if there was a meet and greet that was a line for the Pope and a line for Doja Cat, there'd be more
all day.
Yes. You guys don't understand. Young people know who Doja Cat is. There are so many old people out there and people who are hardcore Catholics who are going to see the Pope.
Right.
Yeah,
everybody
Catholics.
That's 35 and older is going to be in line to see the Pope. And me.
We know what line you're standing.
I think the Pope is
Mariah's like, I'm standing in front of the Pope.
I'm going to camp out.
Mariah's doing a TikTok dance with the fucking Pope.
So what else happened? You broke into a water park, right?
So after Italy, I went to Dallas for one of my good friend John's wedding. And then it was my friend Mitchell's wedding the next weekend. And we went to a bachelor party and we went down to this big water park. And I don't know if I should say the name of the water park. Let's say it rhymes with Hitler Bonn.
Hitler Vaughn? Why would you choose that?
Because that's what it was. Wait, oh, here?
Oh my God, that was Hitler's ghost. What? That was Hitler's ghost.
It pulled off the ends and just stuck the middle.
He's like,
So now it's halfway on. Oh, right when I said Hitler, off? It like, my mustache is starting to shrink.
Dude, why do I feel like Matt is about to.
Can I take it off?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I thought you wanted to keep it on.
No, okay.
Matt,
okay.
You don't have to keep it on if you don't want.
Okay. We went to this bachelor party and we stayed really, really close to this water park, basically like on the property of the water park. And at night, we had a lot of drinks and we thought like, what if the security guard, when we got there, he goes, the rules are, you know, keep volume to a minimum and just don't break into the water park.
Which means break into the water park.
Can I guess what you did?
If I get arrested... I wouldn't mind that, like, the reason I get arrested was for breaking into a water park.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a pretty funny thing to have on your record. Yeah.
So, because, like, this water park, like, the rivers go all the way down, like, kind of through this, like, resort we were staying at, but they drain them for the winter. So what we did was we got into, like, the river tubes, and we just followed them all the way up until the water park.
No way.
Yeah. And then we were able to get into the water park. And we were debating if we should, like, get up and slide down. But then someone saw a security guard, running towards us, and we, like...
You know what I would have done at a water park? I would have tried to figure out a way to turn on the water at the water park. Because it was still functioning, right? It was just closed down.
But this water park is powered by the river water.
But there was no river.
Well, they shut it off. So, like, in order that would have been kind of complicated.
You want the hat back?
I need the hat back. I've got a fucking line going across my forehead from when I was wearing it.
I'm sorry.
Should I wear the mustache?
That'd be funny.
I'm taking off the mustache, folks. I just don't feel like I'm able to be my full self talking because I have this.
Hey, no worries. I don't think you should wear the hat.
Oh, that's hot.
Hot stuff.
Stop.
Wow.
I feel like Billy Ray Cyrus.
You look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
I don't know why. Mariah looks like Doja Cat with the blonde wig. I don't know why. In the camera, I was like, why does she look like Doja Cat?
It's because it's the bleach blonde. Like, it just looks like synthetically blonde hair.
Mariah, you look like you're trying to, like, you're
she looks like Tiger King.
You committed a crime and you put on a...
Oh, my God.
It looks like you committed a crime and you put on a wig very quickly and you're trying to be discreet.
Or people just put on sunglasses.
It's a me, a Mario.
Or you look like you host a show in Vegas and it deals with like a bunch of tigers or something.
Love that.
Can you wear that wig every episode?
Yeah.
It's weird because like I keep looking at Matt and it doesn't look like a wig. I forget that he has a wig.
It's really good. It's really good. Yeah.
God, you look 45.
I'm worried about what Whitney Cummings is going to think. Do you think she's going to say hi to us?
Yeah.
Yes.
They were on her podcast.
She texted us saying come to the party.
She said come to the podcast.
And they said we're coming.
I know. And we got to like book some future really exciting guests. So
we were joking that like Steve Carell, Will Ferrell will be there.
Oh, yeah. Imagine one of them.
I would be like.
What are you supposed to be? A businesswoman. That's it.
A salesman.
Yeah. Oh, a regular working man.
Yeah.
That happens to work at a news station.
So what's really weird is we were actually going to go trick-or-treating in these costumes to our neighbor's house, who's actually the person they based Anchorman on.
Right.
Oh, right. The real Ron Burgundy lives on your street.
So the person that they based his entire look and appearance and everything off of is across the street from me.
Why don't we go there, trick-or-treat, and knock on his door to get
some candy?
Let me get this straight.
He's not giving out candy. He's giving out brandy.
Woo!
Why don't we do that after this?
He's going to be...
It is not Halloween yet.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
He's the only one on this block with a Hollywood star.
Really? He has a Hollywood star. We talked about this, but like still, I'm mind-blown that he has a Hollywood
star. Pretty crazy.
I wonder if anyone's going to make Unfiltered the movie. You know, like 20 years from now.
Unfiltered the movie? How can you make a movie out of this?
Well, or what if like one of the guests we've had on, they finally make their biography movie and there's just a scene of them like on a podcast talking about something, but it's like, got us, it. You know what I mean?
Remember the movie Wreck-It Ralph, where they had all these like little mini scenes of like different internet people on there, where he was going through like the universe, like the pixel,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
Imagine Wreck-It Ralph went through and it was the unfiltered set.
Did you see Wreck-It Ralph in real life?
The guy on TikTok, he's got the huge.
What do you mean, Wreck-It Ralph in real life? Like the actual Wreck-It Ralph, or he just looks like
He looks like it. Like his forearms are this wide.
And he showed pictures when he was like a baby and growing up. And when he was a baby, just he's normal size, and then his arms and hands are.
It's crazy.
What did he have? Like
elephantitis, maybe in the forearms.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Looks like it's like not out of strength.
It's a
like
rare blood disease.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
Wow, we both look like we do cocaine every day. I'm imagining me right now and you. It looks like we do it every day.
It's your glasses for me.
It's your hat for me.
It's your tie bar for me,
dude. It's your BO for me.
It's your beesh. For me.
It's your naked mole rat face looking for me.
It's your not wanting to commit to the character beard for me.
It's your
gotcha, bitch.
I wanted to be nice. I don't want to say anything mean. I can't say anything mean to him.
So we sold our cars. Butthurt.
What?
What?
We sold our cars.
Oh yeah, we sold our cars. What was that, 2 weeks ago? We sold our car.
What happened in the past 3 weeks?
We have been busy.
Yeah, we had to, due to whatever, we sold our cars. We had to sell our cars. And while we were at the dealership, we were watching the TV, just waiting for everything to be finalized because, you know, whatever. We were looking at the TV and we saw that there was a race going on, like a NASCAR racing. And we're like watching it. And all of a sudden we see cars flying by flying through each other
it
like this.
It looks like, you know when you like see like edits of like cars driving through like congested cities and you're like, there's no way people are really doing this. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
This is fucking real. It's figure eight racing.
Okay, so they're basically doing a figure eight. That's the loop, but there's a middle intersection.
Yes, look at the intersection.
Oh my gosh.
No. Isn't that fucking insane? So they just keep going round and round and hope to God that they don't.
They try to find a space through the middle of it.
Where do these people live? How much money are they getting paid?
Yeah,
not in a $20,000 world figure eight championship. So wait, if 20, you're making it to world, only for for $20,000,
these cars are more than $20,000. They're shitty. If you wreck it, you're done.
There's shitty reality TV shows that are giving away $100,000 for the winner, and this is for 20.
This is life or death.
Look at this!
Oh my gosh!
Wait, I feel like we're watching BattleBots.
How do you keep How do you keep track of who? Like, I would just cheat and be like, all right.
It's like playing chicken.
So it's called figure eight
racing.
Some people start doing it with like trailers where they're pulling like a fifth wheel.
School buses.
And there's children on them?
Yes. Full class.
Full children.
On the way to school.
Wait,
imagine school bus.
It goes till one person's left. There's no like.
Sure. Either that or it's a time thing.
Until the last car stops.
Matt, this is what detention looks like.
Oh my God.
That's what detention feels like.
This looks like death race shit.
Yeah. Am I foggy?
No.
It's hot.
I feel. Just like pop the lenses out so you wouldn't have to like worry about.
Oh. The thing is that when you have no lens in it, it looks kind of stupid. Yo, those were fucking expensive.
These were from the dollar store.
$10.
They were $10.
Mexican border next.
All right. You just
bleeding.
Folded it.
It's fucking snapped.
There you go.
Why didn't we just do this before? But I literally felt high. Those fucking guys. I felt that filter.
Yeah.
The filter that I had.
Weed filter.
You're on the right show.
Unfiltered.
What do we have next?
What do we have next? Oh my! Ooh. I wanted to talk about this like two episodes ago, guys. So we went to a nightclub like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Walked in.
Poor thing.
Walked out. Let's go.
Walked in and we're like, holy shit. It's our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. It's Tom Holland.
No way.
So cool. But you know, whatever. It's cool. And then this was what made it like crazy. Okay. It's normal. We're in LA. He's here. I turn around. Oh my God. It's our other friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. It's Tobey Maguire.
Shut up.
They're both in the same fucking, they're both in the same club.
Oh, did they know it? They knew.
So yeah. Okay. So they were both there. I was just like, oh my God. oh my God, we have both. It's like, if I just saw one of them, it's not a big deal. Like, oh, it's normal. But like them together, this is, it's like fucking.
I know. They were
unheard of.
Yeah. It's like Jimmy Neutron and Fairly Odd Parents mixing.
Did he say hi to David? Who were you with?
No, he didn't say hi to David.
Okay. But he said hi to Stoss.
Stoss wasn't there.
I'm just trying to like think of
No. The only people that I knew were there were our group.
Okay, cool.
I wasn't there.
Well, you probably wouldn't have gone. And you wouldn't have either. So you guys don't like going on a Tuesday night.
No, you guys are weird.
In relationships.
You don't get fucked up on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a relationship. That's why I'm going out to these clubs.
Zane, we can find you somebody.
Then give me fucking names. Give me age, description, location,
age,
and
sex location.
Age, sex location. That's what I was trying to fucking say.
Give me age, description, and location. Geography.
But he's got to see her Instagram, though. He's got to see what she's all about.
It is crazy. No, it's crazy how Instagram is everything. But if she doesn't have an Instagram, I'm still like,
I feel fine. Instagram is like a resume for dating.
In a way, like, I guess. But, like, sometimes I see girls on Instagram when I was single where I'd be like, cute girl, no way I'm taking that home to, like, meet my parents. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
What were they?
A cute girl? What do you mean? A cute girl or, like, a supermodel? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, just kind of those, like, Instagram model types.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, like.
But all empowerment to, like, how you want to display yourself and everything like that. But, like, you know, you can really tell, like, a lot about. Never mind.
No, I get what you mean. I get what you mean.
Was it's Andrew like Garfield there?
No, okay. He wasn't. If he was there, dude, I feel like...
The multiverse is complete.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Who was Andrew Garfield?
He was the Spider-Man in The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man with Emma Stone.
Yeah, so they were both just like sitting next to each other just talking. I'm just like, talking about, you know what I mean? What are they talking
Spider-Man.
About? Spider-Man shit?
You got bit too?
Oh, I bet. I bet poker.
Poker.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire is a big gambler.
Oh, yeah. Molly's game.
Yeah. He's like player X or whatever, who Michael Cera plays in Molly game.
Wow.
Maybe he was inviting him to like a underground poker game.
How did people find out about that? That Molly's game was or the character that Michael Cera played was.
How did people find out about the story about Molly Bloom? Well, she got caught and then she put out a book.
That had Toby's name in it.
Because she had to tell people's names in order to like save herself.
Mm.
Got it. Yeah.
So she snitched.
She snitched big time.
But honestly, if you were in her position.
Got a book deal and a movie deal. And now she's doing pretty good, I think.
Let's get into it.
I want to see how far back that went. I've never went that far back.
Dusting my chair. I hit my hands.
Oh, wait. You got
I don't
a
like
lot.
That.
You got
no,
a lot.
No, we no, all no. got to go out.
Guys, our fucking cameras. We can't be that much taller.
Wow.
Yo, Devin, make sure
your
camera's
that feels
good.
That little inch. Go. Whoa! All right, game
what
changer.
What the fuck?
That's nice.
Heath, I like, actually, I feel more confident being this.
All right, guys, welcome back to Zayden.
Then Heath Unfolded. We're going to start all over again. We're going to start this
champ.
Shit.
I'm Champ.
I'm Brick.
I'm Veronica.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Are we really starting over again?
Yes, we are.
I think we should.
So.
Well, you adjusted your chair. What do you want us to do?
You literally, you can't, like, what are you going to do now?
Here, just sit back a bit.
Men are idiots.
Matt, do you not know how we fucking edit? As soon as you raise up, it fucks up. Like
the whole frame's done.
But we're down.
Especially since Devin immediately moved it because
there's been something we wanted to talk about for the last 6 months now. And it's Cremota Coffee. We were taken advantage of. We put our faith into...
Are we really doing this all over?
No!
We did it again. Wow, we did it with Sarah Baska and we did it with you.
Oh. Gotcha, bitch.
We got Sarah Baska really good.
Oh my God.
We were recording for like an hour and then we pretended that the memory cards like got fucking fried or something.
Like, okay.
And she was freaking out. She was just like, oh my God. Okay. And then we were doing the intro again, but we did it immediately. We did it just like without even talking about it. Just like we redid the intro and she was just like,
okay.
And we just put the camera on her and she was just like,
gosh, y'all got me, man. I was pissed.
We went to Mexico.
This is when we went to San Diego to figure out our coffee shit.
We made it all the way to the amusement park spinny little gate wheel thing.
At the border?
Yep. And we turned around.
Honestly, we didn't know it was that easy to get into Mexico. We thought it was just as hard to get in and out.
Is there a lot of traffic though down there?
No.
Not really.
Oh,
no traffic at all. It's just like it's almost like you're
You just drive right through. It's kind of like a
I've always wanted to meet the Shrek at the border. Have you seen that woman who's like Shrek who like is dressed up
no.
as Shrek?
No.
I think it's on the Mexican side.
You know where people are driving in? I think that's where she's at.
On
the Mexican side.
She's just dressed up as Shrek, and she just goes up and, like, goes, get out of my swamp, man. And you, like, pay her money to, like, do it.
All day?
I mean, she's there a lot. Or everybody who I've seen at the border gets, like, footage of her.
We didn't go past there. So there's this, like, gate system. You know the gate system where it's, like, the gate's like this, and it goes like this?
Yes.
And it goes like that? Okay. Yes. Once you pass that, you can't get back in. So if you, like, walk through it and you're like, oh, shit, I forgot my passport, you can't, like, go back. You're entering Mexico.
Once you go into Mexico, it's like a three-hour wait to get back in.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. So we were like, let's go get tacos real quick. And we could have walked in easily, but it's the whole line and, like, process to get back into the U.S.
Why does it take so long?
It's a border.
Checking everything.
Yeah, checking passports. Like, it was a crazy long process.
Do you think they wouldn't have, like, fully let us into the country unless we had a passport on us, or is every other country?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us in.
Oh, okay. So we would have been escorted back.
Yeah, we wouldn't have.
Oh, okay. So I thought that gate was like a point of no return. Like, oh, you're fucked.
It would be like where you would have to show, like, TSA to, like, get through, you know?
Got it. I'm also a fucking idiot, so I wouldn't fucking know.
But yeah, we got all the way there. We had incredible Mexican tacos.
Oh,
Mexican Coke. Like, but we didn't go across the border. We kind of stayed on our side.
Coca-Cola Light.
And it was good. You all right?
Oh, yeah. Just my Ionicle. What is it called?
A Ionicle.
For some reason, I'm liking us in these outfits.
Me too.
It's like making me want to do it every episode.
I
do like the hair,
but I think you're still too young to go blonde.
Hold on,
like,
guys.
It looks like you're clinging on to, like, I'm youthful. I'm still here.
Men's Warehouse, please sponsor us.
I do think it would look so cool to be in, like, office like this all the time.
It feels good.
I feel good in this. I feel like I'm at work. I'm like, all right, now there's work. We got to get this shit done, and let's have some fun.
So the other day, Mariah and I went to go walk to get breakfast.
Yeah.
And we're walking on the sidewalk. And we see this dog ahead of us and, like, their owner, like, this lady, like, walking the dog. And we're getting close, and we notice the dog had one eye. And we're looking at this dog. We're like, oh, my God.
First I said, does it have one eye? And we, like, walked up close to it, walking
up to the dog, she's like, oh, my God, does it have one eye?
And we looked up for the answer.
And the lady turned around that was walking the dog. And
she had one eye.
She had one eye. Zane. She had one eye too. It was the craziest, but it looked like just the whole.
It was
back,
hysterical.
Does it have one eye? And she turned and had one eye.
It goes back to saying that dog owners look like they're fucking dogs. Yeah. It's a thing.
And I wanted to know, like, if she bought it because it had one eye, right. If she had one eye, or, like, what the whole story was. But the fact that it was just like, oh, does it have one eye? And she turned had one eye. I would literally. Like,
she have an eye patch on?
No, it was just a fucking empty socket.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened first.
It was pretty awkward.
You think she thought about that the whole day?
I don't know, but we did.
Yeah.
She could have that dog and not expect people to be like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet she bought it after.
Really. Who knows? To me, it's like 50-50. Like, I would, like.
She seemed nice, though. Like, we could have asked her and she would have given us an answer. We were just so taken back. We were just like.
Oh, you were just so embarrassed?
We can't continue. We were walking so fast past her. We were just like, oh, it just happened in, like, a split second.
Mm. If you had one eye and you bought a dog with one eye, clearly you have a sense of humor.
That's what that's what I felt. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
Yeah. But
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, you got a knot in the back of your head. hey, you're a little naughty back there. You might want to comb it out.
Don't call my girlfriend naughty.
did I tell you guys I started microdosing?
What's that?
He's doing hard cocaine.
I saw those in the cabinet.
Yeah.
The other day.
So you guys all
it's
like.
It's always been, something with Zane.
Well, Mariah, you fucking understand. I got something. Like,
listen, not all of us can fix our problems with water.
Or prescribe medication. I feel like I've been trying different medications. It's not working. So I'm like, okay, I've been hearing about this thing called shrooms where people microdose.
I'm gonna hear about this thing called
It sounds like an ad read.
I'm not taking shrooms to like fucking trip. It's like, so you take a little bit of shrooms every few days. It's
psilocybin.
Exactly. It's called microdosing. It sounds really bad, but like it's called microdosing, and it's supposed to just kind of unlock a new part in your brain, and it kind of helps you like.
I've actually clarity, creativity.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like lacking that severe. I'm lacking that like heavy right now.
I heard there's a lot of benefits to microdosing.
I've heard that too. So I didn't do too much research. I just started doing it, which, you know, I should have done research, but I was just like, I'm going to do it. It's drugs. Why not? So I've been doing it for the past few weeks and I don't feel any different.
I want to try what you're taking, because you're taking basically these like what they're almost like gummies in a way that have psilocybin. You're not taking like straight up shrooms like at a little.
Yeah, I feel like it's much less than maybe what you should.
So
be doing.
Curious about what it would be like. Do you mind if I have a few?
It says to take 3 gummies every 3 days, but like I feel like you're supposed to do a little bit more.
Have you been consistent? I don't
feel anything?
Have you been
doing it every 3 days?
Yeah. Yeah, so, for the past like few weeks I have.
I don't think it's supposed to be something that you feel. You're not supposed to feel like you're any different. It's supposed to...
Sorry. You're right. I'm not saying I feel any different. I'm saying I feel like there's nothing... There hasn't been any...
No change.
No change in my life.
To me, if you want me to give you my honest opinion, I think you've been more work-driven and been more excited to get stuff done that we're working on.
Yeah, from an outside perspective, you seem different. In a good way.
Write that down. Give me a pen.
give me a pen.
You seem...
Devin.
Like, within the last, like, 2 weeks, you've seemed more excited to get things done that we need to get done.
You seem aware.
Yeah.
Aware. A-W. Aware.
R-E.
Oh, I spelled it wrong.
He's lost all ability to write.
And
it's just fried that part of his brain.
He's super excited, but just that hand is just... You seem really excited to get the stuff done that we need to do. Excited. Yep. Good.
Side effects include.
I'm excited.
Not being able to spell.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, I want to. I think
that's without me knowing that you've been doing this. That's just me being like.
I appreciate that.
From an outsider, I think that seems safer and more holistic than doing like any sort of like prescription pills, like taking something that's grown like a magic mushroom.
Yeah.
Seems safer to me than doing.
I think prescription like pills can be really bad. Like I think it's
terrible.
Like when I take, so I would take, I forget what it was called. It helps Ambien. I used to take Ambien back then because I could not sleep. I still can't, but like I stopped doing it, but
have
I
you
could
tried
not
sleepy
sleep
time tea.
And, but no, let me explain to you about me taking Ambien. I would take Ambien and I would wake up and the hangover it gave me, it was almost like I've been drinking for 3 fucking days. Mm. I'd wake up and be like, fuck. Like, I couldn't do anything all day. I'd literally have to sit home like I was hungover, like I've been drinking all day after taking Ambien. And in my head, I'm like, okay, there's no way this is, like, good for you.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It fixes one problem but causes different.
Causes a bunch of different problems.
But it depends on everybody on what they need based on, like, their medical, like, professional and
everybody's
their provider
different.
Like,
but I was prescribed Ambien
though. Right, exactly, but no, it's good that you recognize it didn't work for you. For other people though,
oh yeah, yeah, no, I'm honestly I'm proud of myself for even getting off of shit like that. Like I'm selling my drug addict. I'm saying I'm proud because, you know, it really helped me fall asleep. I loved it, but I was like, you know what, I don't need this. I'd rather try,
I'll be honest,
illegal drugs.
I wish shit like that would help me, because I look at Mariah and she can have a glass of water and a chicken cutlet and feels
brand
fucking
new
money.
Yeah, because her medicine is fucking pasta. It's not fair.
Yeah.
She'll literally
give her some
backflip.
Elbow macaroni and she is
cured.
So you guys know I'm in the process of selling my house right now. It's still on the market.
Yes.
Saying every episode.
It was literally season 2 intro. Guys, I'm selling my house.
I am still selling my house. So right now we have open houses, and while there was an open house going on, somebody was dropping off a package at my house. It wasn't like the mailman. It was just like somebody in their car that was dropping off a package. And I know that Cameron Dallas just DM'd me to drop off a package of clothes,
like merch?
Or something. Merch. Right. Yeah. And I am literally like 10 minutes later, I get a call from Devin saying, Zane, someone was dropping a package off at your house and his car got stolen. Like, as what? He parked in front of my house, was walking up to my old house to drop off the package because they still had my old address, and dropped out the package. He turned around and his car was
as
gone.
As he got out of the car, someone jumped in and stole
someone jumped in and stole his car. In the process of him getting out of his car, it's like a DoorDash or a Postmates or an Uber. Literally,
he
just
was
like
just dropping something
just
off.
Just dropping something off, turned around, someone ran into his car and drove off.
Was it during an open house?
It was during an open house. It was while an open house was going on.
Oh my
God.
Guys,
tell
this is a beautiful studio city house. this area is really safe.
A fucking carjacking right in front of my house.
Did he like go into the open house? Was like, does anyone know who took my car?
Just somebody took it. Here, Devin, why don't you take over?
Basically, what happened was he was at the front door of the house, and that's when he stupidly, which no one would do this in LA, he left his keys in his car and the car unlocked.
No, that's a normal thing to do.
If I'm dropping something off, I'm just
leaving
getting out.
I'm leaving the key in the car.
I would never. But so basically, he left his car unlocked, keys in the car. He was up at the front door, and I think he knocked on the front door. And then he heard the sound of his car being driven away, turned around, started to run after it, and got all the way down to the end of the street. It was gone. And that's when he just sat at the end of the street.
That's crazy how fast that happened. Like that.
I think somebody, this was my, like, what I think happened. I think somebody was following him because he was dropping off packages at different houses. So somebody saw that,
they're
going to
get out.
Expensive shit that's being dropped off by this person. So he must have been followed. And then he followed him to my house, saw the opportunity to take the car full of the packages that was in his car.
And that's why your house isn't being sold.
Exactly.
And yep. Some thief ran off with a bunch of Cameron Dallas merch.
I believe so.
Goodness.
I just can't, like, no, like, if I was dropping something off, I would 100% leave my keys and the car and walk. Dude, it's going to take fucking less than 30 seconds to get to the door and come back. There's no way someone's going to take the fucking car as I'm walking to the front door of a house.
Lesson learned, if you have something to drop off, call them, tell them to come downstairs and pick it up from your car.
I know, but...
Or just lock your car.
I couldn't imagine being somebody literally being like, wow, this house is beautiful. Hon, could you see us living here or what? The kids are going to love this quiet...
My car got stolen! Like, you just...
Hey, stop that car!
Oh, no!
The killer's escaping!
It's stolen!
That's crazy.
Well, that was my...
That was great.
Have you guys heard of kidnapping insurance? I just learned this a few weeks ago.
Can I guess what it is?
I mean, it's exactly
insurance
what it is.
For being
if kidding. You, I guess, would be a person who has a lot of money and you're worried that your kid would get kidnapped, that you would pay for kidnapping insurance. So if there ever was a ransom, that the money from your insurance thing would pay off.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, really? So families, there's an insurance policy that you can pay for where you pay for kidnapping insurance. If you have kids, you most likely would have kidnapping insurance. So I want to read to you what those policies can cost you. So some policies cost as little as $500 a year, but the price rises quickly. It depends on the type of coverage, benefit amounts, destination countries, and the number of people
and
covered.
Relevance.
The cost might be roughly $2,000 for a $5 million policy that covers a year of non-hazardous travel. And corporate policies generally cover most kidnapping-related expenses, including hostage negotiation fees, lost wages, and the ransom amount. Policies for individuals help pay for the cost of dealing with the kidnapping, but do not reimburse for ransom payments.
Wow.
They don't reimburse. Wait, that last part.
They
don't-
do not reimburse for ransom payments.
So it covers everything but the ransom?
Policies for individuals help pay for the cost of dealing with the kidnapping, but do not reimburse for ransom payments. So I think they may help covers.
May help it, but they're not going to like fully reimburse you for the amount of money you would have to pay for the ransom.
I guess, but what's the
point? Imagine trying to figure out. Oh, so go ahead.
Do they also pay for the search team? Like that stuff?
So
probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it would help cover, because if someone gets kidnapped, it's pretty expensive because you can trust law enforcement, but you still need to cover a whole bunch of other things like hiring, I don't know, getting the word out, search parties, all of that stuff.
But I feel like the news and like outlets would be covering that just because that helps their story.
Sometimes it's not enough though. Sometimes it's not enough.
If you are that prominent and that successful or that big of a person to have somebody to like to ransom your kid,
But I'm sure kidnappings on ransom. Some are just straight up, right?
Right, right. But like,
yeah. I think it like covers you. You have to take off work if your kid's been kidnapped too.
Well, oh, I mean, so yeah, I don't think that you could cover costs like that. So maybe it has nothing to do with the ransom. Maybe it's like you're taking the time to like deal with your child.
They're not
or somebody
all
ransom.
They're
being
just gone. Some of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is this for more like normal people?
I think it's for anybody.
Or like high-end celebrities.
I bet there's different types of levels, like all different types of level of insurance.
Yeah.
It's how big you think you are.
Yeah, like, just...
imagine being at parties. So yeah, we bought the kidnapping insurance. You know, we did. You could just never be
How much are you doing? Like, well, we have it up to a $5 million policy. Imagine what you think your kid is worth.
If our kid is ugly, to be like, we don't need insurance.
Isn't it crazy?
They're not going to take them.
But isn't it like, it sucks because it still feels like kind of scammy.
Do you know what the number one like area of like making millionaires is? Is insurance.
Oh, I was like, Texas?
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were going to say kidnapping.
I thought you were giving us like a state. Area for millionaires.
Not area.
Industry?
Number one industry.
Oh. To become a millionaire is by working in insurance?
Is like an...
Selling insurance?
Selling insurance, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. But I feel like though, if you do buy kidnapping insurance, I'm curious, I mean, you can't correlate it, but the odds of like... your kid's getting kidnapped. Because I bet every kid who's going to get kidnapped, hopefully no kid ever gets kidnapped. None of those parents will have kidnapping insurance. But the people who did buy kidnapping insurance, just because they jinxed it, they knocked on wood.
Got it.
Okay. You know, I'm saying that out of pure like speculation.
Yeah.
I'd be so worried though if I was like a celebrity's kid, like the odds of like getting kidnapped, you know?
But I see why people don't post pictures of their kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll always post, like, the back of the head, or they never show the face just in case.
Yeah, I think it depends on, like, the type of celebrity you are, in a way, where, like, your kid really would be targeted. I don't feel like I'm going to hide my kid's face, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need to, you know?
Nobody's taking
you.
Keith and I, we might need to.
You guys are
kids
like
are
going to
be gorgeous.
Like, have the blankets over there. Like,
over the balcony.
Our kids are going to have masks. Full mask.
No, but I get why they don't, because... most of the time, these high-profile people they have nannies that take care of their kids.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like you're in control of your kid all the time.
That is wild.
Never seen people get their, like, legs done?
They can do knee implants now. So if you want to be taller, they can make you taller with knee implants. Oh,
well, I knew that was, like, a story about a
you
woman
can get
who
that
was
done?
There was a girl. Yeah, no. Dude, you're basically, like, handicapped.
Do you find them as a threat if they're tall?
No.
I think you do. Because if
I was
and I
the
were
same
tall,
height as you?
If y'all could see the things I see.
Beyond your horizon. So
you can see past the cities.
But I'm pretty sure there was a story about a woman who really wanted to be a flight attendant, and you have to be a certain height to be a flight attendant. Huh?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I'm, like, taller than every flight attendant
you
walk by.
You have to be a certain height. Like, you can't be
like,
too short.
Like, they can be
5'3". She wasn't tall enough.
You have to be
enough.
Able to reach the overhead bins, like, with no problem.
So it's not like a model. It's not like they're models. Like,
she wasn't tall enough. I'm tall enough.
I'm taller than all of them.
So Miss Juicy Baby wouldn't be able to be a flight attendant.
She could be a bus driver.
Yeah, but she's bossing up, baby.
But she's bossing up, exactly.
But this woman, though, got the surgery to make herself, like, a few inches taller. But they basically have to cut your femur, and then you have to relearn how to walk with those new, like, legs.
And I already feel it. Like, it just stings. Every time you walk, it's like a stinging, like, feeling in your leg.
To be a flight attendant, I can't believe that woman would spend that much money just to, like, now I want to go just be in.
Because she wants discounts on flights, don't we all?
True.
I've thought about it.
You have not.
Yes, I have. Not like really been like, let me look out.
Keith
like
and I
doctors.
Are at an awkward listen, height. We want to be like.
We're below 6 feet, but we're not that below. Like five.
No, your height is perfect.
Mariah, don't lie to him.
I think we both.
Hold on, let her talk.
We need to both be six.
I'm not even just saying this because he's 5'11".
That's my girl.
But I never found like guys over 6 foot attractive. I didn't like tall people.
Shut up.
No, I didn't. It was because I'm short. I'm short. That's like, it was uncomfortable. Like if I stood next to like, I mean, not.
Mariah, you know you got hard eyes when you're sitting there in front of a tall guy.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on.
No.
My mom is 4'11".
Sade.
Sade. And my dad is like 6'4". You do. And it is, I'm literally in the middle.
You could have a tall son, though.
But I look at like my height. You don't want taller than you. I do. I would love my kids to be taller than me. Oh, I don't want them to deal with what I dealt with.
Oh, of course.
I would love to be taller, but doing this surgery, I would look so stupid with my shins being 4 inches taller.
I don't think it looks stupid.
It would not.
The ratio of your body is like a little bit off. Yeah.
Like if I did it, I could be like maybe 1 inch, 2 inches taller and it would look normal.
You know why? Because you don't have the confidence.
But I would never do that to become 6 foot exact. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's on. Just wear tall shoes. There's tall people's shoes.
That Todd does it.
What?
Todd literally has like shoes that are like a little an inch and a half off the ground,
and he's already tall.
I think he lies about it. I'm taller than Todd, right?
No, I'm saying Todd.
On that dating thing, he said he was 6'4".
Like, no, he did.
He's not 6'4".
I don't know. I was hearing an edit the other day, and I'm pretty sure it was coming out of Todd's mouth on that dating thing for David Alvarez's YouTube channel, and I'm pretty sure he said 6'4". And I was like,
oh, you know what? He was probably lying because it was a blind dating thing, right? Yeah. Oh yeah, he was probably lying.
Trying to make himself.
Seem taller.
Don't worry, Matt. You're the tallest.
Yeah, Matt.
I will say, though, like, I know I've looked at guys. Thanks. I have. I've looked at guys and been like,
I know. I know you have.
My personality changes when I'm talking to dudes taller than me. Like, I'm always like, yeah, man. Like,
I get kind of like hard eyes.
Instantly, something about this.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, almost like, yes, sir. Like, whatever you need, sir.
But to me, you're, I feel the same way because you're at that perfect.
Oh, shut up.
That's my girl.
That's enough.
the sexist environment. I can't put a word.
Tall people make more money, but they do. They don't live as long.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But they are long.
Hold on, what?
My really? Dad?
Yeah. Look up the statistics of how much do taller people make more money? Is there a statistic?
Oh, Demo was chilling. I think he was sleeping.
Is this interesting?
He's got up the figure eight car still.
The taller you are, the more you earn. Okay, yeah.
No.
Do tall people not live as long?
I think we all die. We have fun in life.
I want to know this story.
Did you see my text?
And we do our thing, and you make it what you want it to be, regardless of your situation, where you were born, who you are, how tall you are.
Oh, that's so deep.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, Timothy Chalamet, I saw some interview. He said, life doesn't come at you, it comes from you. And I was like, that is some deep shit.
Huh?
Like,
he saw that shit on Tumblr.
He got it off a bumper sticker. He was in traffic.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of times, like, you got to be ready for what life throws at you.
But no, I get it.
Like, your life is coming from you and what you want to make rather than what you think the world has to deal for you. You're the one dealing with
cards. I just don't
think
too hard about it. I just don't overthink it.
You don't think at all.
Let's go.
You don't think at all, whore.
Fucking whore. The whore.
The horror.
It's almost, life is fun. Enjoy it. You never know who you're going to meet, what's going to happen. Shit fucking brings you down, holds you back. But don't let it, you know, keep you down. Perfect. Keep pushing. If you want to do it, do it.
But I do want to end this, our first episode of the season 3 with, I got you guys all gifts.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You got us what?
Gifts. But I was supposed to give this shit to you guys like, 4 or 5 months ago, but every episode I kept forgetting to give you guys this gift, but it's been sitting in my closet. Yeah, just bring
Zane.
It. Don't be fucking weird. Okay. All right. I got you guys all gifts. I got this when we were in Hawaii.
Whoa. Wait,
that was
5 months ago. No,
not five.
At least
four
okay, or five Matt. Months ago.
Not five, you
four and
idiot.
A half.
Four, Bob. Think about the Price is Right. I'm just like,
okay, here, wait a minute.
Pick them a free, my lord.
Oh, okay. So, I got you guys all gifts. I went to like a souvenir shop and they had like a little section, and I was like, oh my god, this is so cool. And yeah, hold on. I just want you guys to just open this.
You got this at the airport.
No, I didn't. I swear to God.
I love Hawaii.
Got to get the kids something.
No, this is really cool. This is really cool. And I got myself one because it was like every single gift is like a certain shape.
Okay.
And it like made sense. So I got myself one too. I know it sounds stingy. I got myself a gift too. But like, yeah, it just makes sense. So
my name
here. Open yours first.
So don't open it yet. Here.
Thank you. What do you say?
Thank you.
What do you say, Ron? Yeah,
thank okay, you. Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Open it up.
Oh, I want to smell it.
Okay, so open the little baggie.
Whoa!
I have a bottle cap in mine.
Wait, or... oh,
is it's recycled this? Goods.
Oh, wait.
Is this it?
Wait, it's a shark tooth.
All right,
whoa!
Okay, so that's an actual shark tooth.
Oh,
like a real gray white shark tooth.
Wow.
Feel it?
Very... like it's like dude. It's rare. You can, but oh, actually,
I wish I could make this an earring.
This is nice,
baby. That's a real goal.
Wait,
damn.
Did anyone else get a bottle cap?
Brought this up off the ocean.
Same.
There we go. I got mine.
Cool.
Same. Thank you.
Okay. So
wait. Okay.
Hold on. So explain. everybody's is there's a reason why everybody's looks like the way theirs looks. Okay. Let me see yours. Mm.
Mine's okay, the biggest because I'm the best friend.
So I got Heath the fat gold one because he likes gold and he's fat. And then I got Mariah the gold tiny one because she loves gold too.
And she's tiny. She's skinny mini.
Matt, I got you that one. The shape, it looks like a Texas horn.
Oh!
It was the closest to a Texas horn. So I got dang. You that. And it was like lengthy. It was tall. So I was
and
like,
it was
oh,
cheaper.
Matt. And it, no. No, they're all pretty pricey.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah, no, they're real great. They're real great white shark teeth. So I would either wear it as a necklace, but like keep it really safe, or just like hang it up.
Yo,
we gotta
win.
Do not,
Dave.
Oh, wow,
that's
looks great.
Nice.
Wow.
Look at me go.
That looks good.
Wait, with your outfit, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Dave, why'd you get yours?
I got mine because it was the ugliest. It had the most scars on it.
It had the most story.
It had the most story.
Thank you,
Britt.
Yeah. So why it was a shark, I don't know. There's no meaning to it, but like,
this is really
sick. It was, I thought it was really cool. I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to get a chance like this again.
I'm going to put it on my necklace because I'm.
But you know what? People are going to think that like, oh, they ripped these teeth out of like sharks that are swimming around. These are actually dead sharks.
They were found.
Yes, they were found dead, and I actually she sent me like a whole thing to read.
Certificate?
Whaler's Locker Incorporated.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Whaler's Locker, so I forget. This was such a long time ago. She told me everything, and literally. But here, I was gonna read it. Unless you want to read it.
Oh, I can't stop.
Oh, playing. Okay. So this is June 11th, 2021. That's when I got this. Damn, it's been like 5 months.
Almost 5 months.
That's embarrassing. Okay. Modern great white teeth obtained from the collection of Dr. Gordon Hubble.
Hand extracted from the shark's mouth.
Without, against their will. Hand copped by now deceased master jeweler Ron Sace. Great white teeth are difficult to obtain due to their protected status, internationally protected under cities.
Why does mine say made in China? I'm kidding. I got y'all nothing from Italy.
All right. I think we should end right here. We've been recording for a long time.
And this is the beginning of so many really exciting things.
Yep.
Yes.
Season three. Thank you guys so much.
We have a lot of cool ideas. By the way, we have a big announcement next week. So
yes,
make sure to tune back in for that. Very big. Heath and I have been working a long time for this. And we're
super excited.
And, but yeah, if you guys want to check out our coffee, it is available now on Kurmoto.com. Every flavor in the bags, K-cups, all the merch, the cups, everything is available to buy right now. So make sure to go get it if you want. Of course, you can listen to our podcast every Monday on the audio platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. And then you can check out the video form of our podcast at youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We post every Tuesday.
Yep. And we love you so much. Thank you guys for supporting us and supporting us all the way until season 3.
Yeah.
We love you guys so much.
Yeah.
Matt, watch out. There's a hairy leech on your table.
Oh,
it's my mustache.
And a shark.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We love you. And
we'll see you next week.
Hasta la vista, baby. Good night.
Bye.